Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAN Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood
Connections. Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hello, everybody. We're waiting for Elsa to join us today. Elsa, my engineer's looking at me. What? I have my husband on the phone. We have sunkisscharters.com, and we're going to be talking about some things. Mr. Bert, Captain Arnold, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dawn. How are you, baby?
I'm doing fabulous, honey. So I'm excited because we are about to get our 37-foot Endeavor. Captain Bert is going to tell us a little bit more about sunkisscharters.com and tell us what's happening with the sailboat when we're about to open.
Well,
I'm here. Did I lose him? I put a charging cord in his car. Mr. Bert Arnold, Captain Bert. Waiting for him to call back. I'm not sure what happened.
It looks like we did.
We lost him.
I hear you.
Oh, we got you. I kind of faded in and out like Esmeralda there. Okay, we're back. Okay, so tell us about Sunkist Charters.
Okay, well, Sunkist Charters, she's a 1977 37-foot Endeavor sailboat. She's a sloop. She's built here in Largo, locally, by Endeavor. That is still in business. They're building Power Cats right now. And we've refitted her with new electronics, and we've painted her. We have new sails. And we are starting a charter business.
That's right. Bring your own restrooms on board, friendly pets.
Yes, full restroom on board, which is important.
Two captains.
So, yeah, the retrofit, everything's really new and updated on the boat. She's a wonderful specimen of a sailboat, a real classic cruising sailboat.
And we got Captain Tom and First Mate Lena will be also helping out with the charter business.
Yes, they will.
So I have a question. Why do they call boats she?
Well, you know, most, they reference boats as women, and you need to treat a boat like a lady, and she'll treat you back.
And my husband lives by those rules.
So, it also costs a lot of money.
How we treat our ladies. And we get treated nicely back.
Wait, what did my engineer say, Tommy?
I said they also cost a lot of money.
Yeah, so you said that again.
Well, this show is being sponsored by SunkissCharters.com. Check us out. Inquire about the upcoming charters that we'll be doing. And we're excited about that. And it tells us we have a sound system on the boat that's fabulous, that you can actually also have a projector on there, and we can watch like movies on the screen on the sail, correct?
Yes, we can. We have a JL audio stereo system, 800 watts. It's really the cat's meow of stereo systems for the audiophiles out there.
Right. And so how long have you been in the boating business? You know, people want to know, like, what's your experience? Like, how long have you, so, like, started out from when you were younger and how you got your sailboat, our sailboat?
Funny. I started out sailing Hobie Cats when I was about 6 years old. Hobie Cats are great. They're really fast. Easy to get in and out of the water from the beach. Fortunately, I was lucky. I was able to grow up on the beach. And so I had access to Hobie Cats and all sorts of little sailboats growing up. That was really opened the doors to sailing.
And then who taught you a lot about sailing? Like, who is your mentor?
My mentor on the water would be my grandfather. I had commercial fishing boats. And he taught me about respecting the ocean and respecting the waters. And be very careful on what you're doing. So it's all about respect.
You know, you're telling me about your grandfather that owned a boat in Clearwater Beach at one time? At the marina?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What was that called?
Yes, he had a few boats. He had the Snoopy, the Little Tiger, the Baby Doll. He built the bait house at the marina.
Oh, yeah, the front part, a whole lot of it. Yes, that little hamburger shop is really good. Right there when you come over the bridge.
Yes, he built that.
Yeah. So a little bit of history, too, because your mother, well, that's now torn down. What was that little motel that was right across from the marina?
That was called the Sea Captain.
Right. So there was a history of your mom, your grandfather owned that?
Yes, he was the general contractor. He built it. He owned it. And that's where my mother grew up.
So I've
right there across from the Clearwater Marina as it sits now.
Oh, so she was little and she would live there. And then, so you have a lot of history here in Clearwater Beach. So he is definitely, my husband is a native of Clearwater Beach, Florida, as you can tell. And so there is all the information on sunkisscharters.com. We're super excited to have you aboard with us. And I'll be there checking you in and making sure that your trip is lovely and memorable.
Absolutely. You know, we have the dolphin, we have loggerhead sea turtles. Yeah, pelicans, seagulls, the ibis birds, the herons, the great cranes.
We saw a big flapping turtle a couple weeks ago.
Everybody has enjoyment that they can do. You can even throw a trolling spoon out the back and they're trolling for mackerel on your sailing day as well.
That's right. And so you never know what you're going to see out there. And we've got two amazing experienced captains, so we're very excited about that. Well, thank you, dear, for calling in to tell us about sunkisscharters.com. We're going to be running that commercial very soon. And I will see you after the show.
All right. Look forward to seeing you, honey.
Bye, honey. All right, so my hubby calling in. He is Captain Bert with sunkisscharters.com, getting that boat ready to take people out. And he's down there hunkering it down and roping it up to make sure with the storm coming in that everything's safe and sound. So we're going to go to a commercial, two, and we'll be right back. And I've got some amazing guests. Remember George Clinton, the Funkadelics? Well, I have got an amazing friend that walked me down the aisle for our wedding, and he was with the Funkadelics, and he's got some music. He'll be calling in about 2:30. We have an author, G.W. Tolley, will be calling in at 2:45, and then I have a special message from one of my friends, DeborahHampton.com. We're going to come back, and we'll play that in just a minute. I'll see you just 2 minutes. Bye. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections. I am looking for the next beauty queen reporter or reporter. You can audition live on the air with me. Call 727-871-7788. You could represent your city, state, or country and have your own half-hour show with me at this station. All ages accepted. Get ready for memories and red carpet events. I'll see you at the station. You're terrific if you're even good. Where anyone
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And you're back. I love ice skating over there at the Clearwater Ice Arena. And my second favorite place is the Splash Harbor Water Park in Indian Rocks Beach. People are like, we have a water park? I'm like, yeah, it's like amazing. I get in the water. I never come out. But you sit down the lazy river with the inner tubes and float. It's so amazing. Shout out to Jacqueline Chase from Tennessee watching live on Facebook. She said, I have a friend coming down from Florida. Has never been on a sailboat. I told her about your Sunkissed Charters. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. She's got the Mama J Speaks show, and she's got some things happening in Tennessee as well. So thank you for watching on Facebook. Also, let me tell you what's happening at entertainment news. We're so excited for all of you that are driving. If you say, oh my gosh, I'd like to write that down, I'm driving, go back to the show on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube and watch the show again, or you can go to Soap This on Facebook and check out what's happening as I read a little bit here with my tablet and showing what's happening here in Clearwater. So tickets are available in December. It's a bash. It's going to be so fun. You go to soapthis.ticketleap.com/holidaybash. All this is on Soap This on Facebook. So you're like, what did she just say? Spend an evening with your fantastic actors from favorite soap opera stars. Event starts at 5:30 with photo shoot, with followed by a cocktail reception. At 6:45, dinner starts promptly. Then we have Q&A answers with the actors. We have raffles and auction items. You'll have the opportunity to get autographed with amazing actors from The Young and Restless. And they also have hotel information here as well. All this information is on Soap This. And I believe with all my social media, I'm on TikTok under Dawn Reese Show. And all of you that are watching, you should be coming to this event. And also on Clapper and Dawn Reese Show. This amazing event is going to be December 4th. And they also said the Holiday Inn Express and Suites on 210 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. The room rate is $109. So if you just want to hang out with soap opera stars for the weekend, there you go. That's what's coming up as well. Also, I have a friend, her name is DeborahHampton.com. She's sent me a message today, and she said, I know your birthday's coming up, and my birthday is July 8th in 2 days. I was super excited. And I've got a little song that she wrote for me, but she said, it's for anybody with a birthday. I want to tell you, before we play this song, she is an amazing performer. If anybody out there is looking for a performer for their wedding, for their event, you don't want to miss this lady, DeborahHampton.com, or send me a message on Facebook on Dawn Reese. You'll see me out there ice skating on my profile. Let's go to that song. She said, this is for you, Dawn, and she's working today. So let's go of that, and then I'm going to come back and talk about her business in a moment. Stay tuned. Thank you, Deborah.
It's your day, baby. It's your special day. It comes around this time each and every year. Life goes on, this world keeps on turning. Time goes by, a new day is dawning. And though it may seem time has slipped away, happy birthday, baby, again. Share of the sad times, been through it all, more than you can recall. Life goes on, this world keeps on turning. Time goes by, a new day is dawning,
That is my dear friend, DeborahHampton.com. She's amazing. Book her for upcoming events. And she also, I want to promote her business called Stand and Go, StandandGo.com. She's invented something, Stand and Go, and it says, pee safe. My manager looked at me and goes, what did you just say? StandandGo.com. That's Deborah Hampton's website. She's invented something pretty amazing. And there's an audio on there. She's got an amazing website. Thank you, Deborah Hampton, for letting me know about your new business that you're working on. And thank you so much for the birthday song. And that's for all you July birthdays out there as well. That song is for you. If you're interested in that song and you'd like a copy of it, I'll send you Deborah's number as well. And you can find out where you can order all that great music she has. And also a shout out to my son Rick, his birthday was on Thursday. No, July. I have like four birthdays in July. So July 3rd was Saturday, was one of my oldest sons. My other son, Nick, was yesterday. Mine is Thursday. And then my other son is on the 14th. So I have like, yeah, they used to keep up the birthday meals and birthday stuff for the whole month, the cakes, everything. And so it's about 2:23, and I have a VIP guest calling in about 5 minutes. But I'm going to go to one of my favorite interviews. When I snuck on the bus of George Clinton, the Funkadelics, when Gene Anderson was there, he doesn't know I'm playing this, and I found it on YouTube, and it's such a fun memory maker. That is one of my favorite videos under Dawn Reese, George Clinton. You can see other interviews up there with a past Joe Jackson, Michael Jackson's dad, Dawn Reese Show, Joe Jackson, and some great things on YouTube as well. So let's go to that interview before Gene Anderson calls in. And thank you so much for listening on today's show. And I hope you're getting all your stuff ready here in Florida and, you know, getting your grills ready if you have power outage, and as we have done. So we got all the cookout stuff just in case the electric goes. But stay safe with, you know, everything. Again, stay safe. And we're going to go to that quick interview. I'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese.
Feet hurt, Jerry. Then my feet hurt.
Feet?
I stood for 2 hours. Yes, I did.
What were you doing?
I was cheering the King of the Hollywood Blues right here, Gene Anderson.
I had a great time. I'm happy that you were able to come, Dawn.
I am too.
Because you're really one of my most favorite people in the world.
Wow.
And not only that, she's so extremely intelligent and the greatest interviewer of all time.
Oh.
NBC, CBS, TNT all need to be trying to bid for your services because you've got
great.
What it takes.
Thank you so much.
All the stars say so. The Temptations say so. The Drifters
right.
say. The Coasters say so. The P-Funk say so. George Clinton says so. I say so.
I mean, like,
you can interview as nobody else that gets.
I know.
And, no, she's got what it takes. I only got what God gave me.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
You were sitting here on your tour bus.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and I may just be a stowaway.
You don't have a stowaway. You're welcome to come. Anyway,
I'll just like sneak in there, and then they'll be in St. Petersburg in my favorite spot, like Siesta Key, and I'll just go, hi. Oh, I fell asleep.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You qualified to be with us no matter what.
Oh, geez.
Please. Okay, where are you headed next? What's going on?
Well, the next stop. I'm on the P-Funk tour with George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic.
Mm-hmm.
Our next stop, as you know, we are now here in Fort Lauderdale. Our next stop is St. Petersburg. The next one is Charlotte.
So that was an old interview. And the funny thing was, they had the tour bus, and I had popped on the tour bus, and it was so amazingly gorgeous. You know, back in the days, I had taken an artist on a tour, and we had more of a camper, but then we got the tour buses out of Vegas. He was Little Jay from Hollywood Records and Disney, and I made him number one in CD sales, booked all the schools. It was called Schoolhouse Jam at the time, and then I started my own. So that was pretty unique. I've had a lot of amazing opportunities in my life before my VIVS calls in, my guest, and the opportunity that I've had as the late James Brown opened the doors for me, and I was his reporter for a magazine called Truth Magazine, and went to all the pre-Grammy events in Los Angeles. So Hollywood, I had at the time, I came up with Hollywood Connections to get people connected. Now, if you go to drhollywoodconnections.com, like Dr. Hollywood, drhollywoodconnections.com, we have talent up there. We have authors up there. We have an author calling in at 2:45 today, and we have authors up there. If you're looking for a great summer read, drhollywoodconnections.com. We have castings up there. I'm looking for talent to come on the air. Do you sing? We're going to have a talent show pretty soon and help you promote, because we work with record labels in Atlanta and other areas, and we don't promise anything. We only open the door of opportunity for you, and it's up to you and your talent with connections that I have. And we have local agents here for you. If you need an agent, I've got paperwork down in South Florida for another Hollywood agent. So we're excited about that, and it's non-exclusive. So this Hollywood Connections is about getting you connected. Now, I just don't have, it's all about Hollywood. You know, we have Hollywood Connections. Last week was very powerful in prayer, and we have miracle stories. And if you end up sending me a message, 727-871-7788. I'm going to give that number again. It's 727-871-7788. And text me that you would like a digital business card. It's amazing. I love it because I take my card and actually my phone over people's phone, and then my card goes right to their phone. So it's automatic like that. And also, you can have as many links up there as you want. It is so great when people don't have business cards, and you can see all the shows up there. And I have a little travel spot as well. And I have Beauty Queen reporters worldwide. We're from California to Hollywood, Florida. I have the opportunity to bring the girls on air, and they have their own half-hour shows. And I've trained them very well to really make sure they have a good, strong show, and their presence is amazing. So Deidre and Teresa that have their shows running right now, I congratulate you. And also, Lisa V has a show coming up once a month called Getting Ripped with Lisa V, and other reporters are on board with me as well. So if you'd like to try out to be one of my reporters, you can also send a message to that number. And waiting for Gene Anderson to call in. I think he's waiting another minute and a half here. And anything else that anybody would like to hear in the upcoming shows, or any guests that you have in town, or maybe you have a story you'd like to talk about on the air that I like to do as being the new Miss Tropical reporter, USA Lifetime Tropical reporter. I have a friend that has a pageant as well. So she gave me that title, and that feels really good because I'll be 61 on Thursday. I don't feel like it at all. And I love to ice skate. I love to bike ride. Keep yourself active, and that's what counts. And I'm definitely in the pool all the time. So anyways, but Gene is about to call in here, and I'm waiting for that. We also have so many opportunities with authors. If you have a book that you'd like to be promoted on the air and be on the website, we have that for you. And I'm only charging $5 a month for talent to put your picture up there, because we do have producers and casting directors going to my website and checking out the talent. So I have that going on as well. And again, drhollywoodconnections.com. We also have sunkisscharters.com. Remember to book your sailing charter coming up within 2 weeks. A little prayer out there. I just got a text in from my son. I know he's in New York. I wasn't going to say this on the air, and then I just prompted. I thought, you know, if you have two more people pray, healing is a lot faster. And he's setting up a wedding for my daughter-in-law's mom. And apparently the stake from the tent hit his eye. Praise God, he did not lose his eye today. And I'll tell you, the other night, I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And when you get up, my mother used to say, pray, 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 pray. And I brought my sons up for prayer. And I believe that angels were covering him today. But his eye is very red and swollen. And he said he couldn't see at first. And he's doing okay. And wow, as a mom, a parent, when you hear this, you're driving, you're like, oh my God, are you okay? So just keep Eric in your prayers today, that healing for his eye just completely is healed. And thank God my son didn't lose his eye today. And he's out there on vacation with my grandchildren. And so that's just all over the airwaves now. Now we got airwaves people praying for him. I know that. In the meantime, let's go to some Hollywood music. Let me text Gene Anderson to tell him to call in now. And I'll be right back. Enjoy some Hollywood Connection music. We'll be right back. I'll be back. So sometimes you have to call your guest when you're live on the air because they're in another state and then they forget the time zone and all that good stuff. And I know he's on the phone. And I had played that interview with me sneaking on his tour bus. And I think I have Gene Anderson, King of the Hollywood Blues, on the air with me. And my dear friend of over so many years, I would say over 40 years, Gene Anderson, are you there from Las Vegas?
I haven't known you 40 years.
Half a lifetime, Gene.
Yeah. How you doing? How are you, loved one?
I'm doing fabulous. I actually played your interview when I snuck on the tour bus when you're talking about George Clinton and all the people that love the show.
That was 100 years ago.
100 years ago. It feels like yesterday. Oh, my gosh. And, Gene, you have how many songs out there?
Oh, I can't even count how many records I got out there. I got about 17 albums. I got at least 200 or 300 records out there.
Wow. You know, I have some stories because I have some time with you, but you sent me some songs. I want to get those airplayed and come back and tell me how you started out in show business. I know people want to know.
You want to know from Stone Age history, huh?
Yes, that you opened up for. There was a famous, who was that you opened up for in Vegas? Red Fox. Wow.
Yeah, I opened up a Red Fox. I did a thing as a teenager with Duke Ellington and Dizzy Gillespie.
Oh, how fun. How fun. And you're working on a TV show and some amazing things. You've got champagne that you sell as well?
Yes, it's called Gene Anderson Sparkling Wine and the Stars, but they call it the Shampoo Poo.
The Shampoo Poo. And where can they order all this, Gene?
Well, you can only get it here at Lee's Liquor Store because I could never get a distributor, a national distribution on it, but it's still selling. It's still here in Las Vegas. If you ever come to Vegas, just go to Lee's Discount Liquor and you see it in a cage.
Oh, that's so cool. I'll have my sons pick one up when they're down there.
Please do. How is he doing?
They're fabulous. I have three sons. They're all in July, and we're doing fabulous, and grandchildren are great. I don't feel like it. My birthday's Thursday.
Oh, my God.
I know. And then when we come back, can you sing Happy Birthday to me live after I play your songs? I got you. But we're going to go play that one song first, the first song that you sent me. And then you have another song called Hot Pants. So I need Gene to stay on the phone.
Yeah, it's a booty show.
Oh, wow. My engineer's ready for a treat. All right, Gene, hold on.
Dawn, I'm so glad to hear your voice. You sound so healthy and well.
I'm doing fabulous. I'm swimming every day, bike riding, ice skating, all what 60-year-olds do.
So, well, you know what, though? You're still 16 like me.
Exactly. Age is not a number. It's just whatever it is. All right. I'm going to take my cake, and on Thursday when the numbers come on 61, I'm just going to turn it around to 16. That's all I'm going to do.
That's all you got to do. I've been turning around for years.
I love it. Gene, I got to play your music. Stay on the phone. We'll be right back. Let's go to his first song that's out there. Joy. Enjoy.
Thanks for the time. with you. Your kiss is sweet as cherry wine. After loving you, my life would never be the same. For me, there's you no one else will do. The stars are twinkling in the sky, spelling out your name. We'll be together because we're satisfied. We're truly lovers, that is why we are dreaming.
And play another song. That's Gene Anderson in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Gene, I just showed everybody your Facebook on TikTok. Are you on TikTok yet?
I don't know. TikTok or Top Tick.
Oh, no. You need to get on TikTok.
Don Reese's show.
TikTok is an app that's really fun. I make some fun videos, but you should be like putting your information and your albums out there. I mean, your singles and all your, you know, CDs out there and everything. It's amazing. We have a bunch of people listening.
People to do it because I got a crew that works for me that charges me up the arm. So I'll tell them to TikTok me on up.
There you go. Let's go to your other song that you have called Hot Pants. What inspired you to make Hot Pants?
Listen, James Brown inspired me to make Hot Pants. He had a record called Hot Pants, but mine is Hot Pants. They used to call them Hot Pants, but now they call them Booty Shorts.
Booty Shorts. I know on TikTok there's a new thing that people are going Tight Pants. They're doing videos to a song called Tight Pants. Maybe you could put your song out there on TikTok. Like, you're on there. I see your name on TikTok under music, under Gene Anderson. And
well,
so,
you know, I got stuff everywhere. I don't know what half the stuff is. All I know is that God gave me a chance and I took it.
I know, and we're going to go play that Hot Pants song right now. For all of you that are driving, you can kind of boogie in the car with Gene Anderson, and we'll be right back from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hot Pants, them booty shorts. Yeah, they used to call them Hot Pants. Now they call them booty shorts. They used to call them Hot Pants. Yeah, they got a bucket of funk. They used to call them Hot Pants. Now they call them booty shorts. They used to call them Hot Pants. Girl, I love to see your bucket of funk. It's nice shorts, girl, I like it like that. No doubt about it, that is what it's at. Back in the day,
From Las Vegas, Nevada. Where can they buy your music, download your music, and hear your music?
They can download me on any, all of the digital download stores. I'm everywhere.
Super cool. So can Gene Anderson like sing happy birthday to me for my Thursday birthday while you're live on the air, because I won't be on the air Thursday?
Yes, I'm doing right now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my best friend, Dawn Reese, the beautiful one.
Aww.
Happy birthday to you.
You're making me smile from ear to ear, I'll tell you. Oh, you're amazing. So I know I have a few more minutes. I like that. So Gene, you opened up for Red Fox. You were with the Funkadelics with George Clinton. You've had an amazing life, and you also wrote a book about your life, correct?
Yes, I got a book. All you got to do is just go under the Gene Anderson Story.com.
That's right.
You can find it on Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon, and it's everywhere. You can find it. It's called The Birth of Hip Hop. You know, I have started that hip hop music. I got the Sugar Hill Gang started.
That's right.
It was delight.
We got to get my book, actually, on my website under drhollywoodconnections.com. We have authors up there now. So we're putting authors up there. We have one on the phone that we're going to interview just in a minute here on upcoming books that he has that he was on last week's show. But in the meantime, let me find out where your book is. Let me get it and put it up on my website.
Oh, you can please do that, Don Reese, because you are so influential around the world that would enhance my book sales tremendously.
Oh, we love you, Gene. I'll tell you, you were there for me and walked me down the aisle, and I'll never forget that. And we went to the pre-Grammys.
Is you still glad you walked down the aisle?
Yes, I am. And you sang to us, me and Bert, and we belly laughed and smiled, and you made our wedding memorable. I'll never forget it.
You know, that was a great affair, and you got the most fabulous husband in the world. He's a great person. Man, I'll tell you, God must have made that happen.
I'll tell you, he did. He sure did. There's only one in our one and only Captain Bert. That's for me. That's for sure. And I want to thank you, Gene.
He's a perfect gentleman, too.
Thank you. So, you know, when you started out in show business, how old were you?
3.
Wow. And then you just, you're getting your own TV show. You're doing things.
I was on television. I was on TV at 8 years old. And I cut my first record at 12 years old with Ike Turner, Ike and Tina Turner.
I remember you introduced them to me.
Ike Turner.
Yes, at one of the pre-Grammy events, we were there.
Exactly. Ike Turner, I cut my first record at him at 12 years old. Then I got on my, I had my own hit record at about 14. Then I went out on tour. Then I went to the service, and I sang in the Army, the Showmobile. I went all over in Vietnam and everywhere singing in the Army Showmobile. And I got out of that. I did some touring with the Temptations and Junior Walker and the Miracles for a few years. And then the next thing I knew, I was with, I came out to Las Vegas with Sonny Liston, and he introduced me to Red Fox. And Red Fox, he did real good with Sanford and Son, and then next thing you know, he had a big variety in the stage show, and I co-starred that up until he died. It was a lot of years with Red Fox. People say I act like him. No, I probably do, because Red was such an indelible person.
Wow.
And for that, I did stuff with, I sung jazz a long time as a youngster. I sung with Dizzy Gillespie. I sung with James Moody. I sung with Duke Ellington. I sung with a lot of the greats. And then I end up P-funking.
Wow. So are you performing? I have like one more minute left, but are you performing anywhere soon?
Well, I'm in a play right now called Shop Talk, Women's Shop Talk While Real Men Wait. And I'm playing Papa Joe in a play. I'm co-starring in a play that's a national play, and that's what I'm doing right now. And I got a few gigs lined up off that new record, Hot Pants. And God is good. I can only just say that. And we just doing so, so wonderful out here. At this age in my life, and I'm still just as relevant as I was when I was a teenager. And I love it, and I appreciate it so much.
Exactly. And I'm so glad. We're going to have more of your music. You got to send me more. We got to get you to call on the show more.
Anything you want, Dawn Reese, you can have.
Oh, I like, hey, that's a good song. You could write one for me. Anything Dawn Reese wants, you can have. By Gene Anderson.
I'll write it, and you play it on the radio.
I like that. I've never had a song written for me.
You'd have it done in a week.
Oh, that's amazing. Gene, we're going to get him on next week. Gene, I love you so much. Thank you for being one of my best friends here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Everybody, I've been on, and now I'm gone.
I got you. That's Gene Anderson, and you got all his information. Buy, download his music, and we'll get him back on the air very soon. And thank you, Gene. And let's go to our next guest. I know. Thank you for being so patient. We have J.W. Tolley. Are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Dawn?
I'm fabulous. You were on last week's show, and then you were on my Beauty Queen special show. And I have your books in front of me, and I have to tell you, you wrote this cute little book about Sasha, Healings and Miracles, about dogs. And you gave your testimony about your pet, what happened. And we're putting all this out there. Give everybody your website where they can get a good summer read to read your books. I'm going to go through them one by one here.
Okay. It's www.productionsbyfaith.com.
That's as simple as that. And this book is in Spanish and in English. And what I love about this book, it's so adorable. You're talking about when Sasha was a baby, the prayers went to heaven for healing each day. And I want to first thank you being on the air with me, praying for my son today, my emergency phone call that I got. And I so appreciate that. Thank God he didn't lose his eye today. And we're just praying for healing over that in Jesus' name. I'll tell you, it's a mother's worst nightmare of anything like that. And I actually texted you. I said, I need you to pray for my son right away. And you said, I'm on it. And I just want to thank you live on the air for doing that. Also, too, is you've got another book called One Last Chance. Tell us about the One Last Chance book.
That one is a true story. And it was very difficult for me to write. But God wanted that story told. And it's a family of where a mother, a brother, a sister, there was different people going to church, but the father wasn't going, and it's a drama, but it's very true. So it's like it says, it's one last.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because, you know, it says, you know, on the back here, a strong feeling overcame me, just going into what the book is about, but you just said the father didn't go to church. You know, when I had a situation in my life, I was a Beauty Queen title holder at one time, and I was going for the last of the part, like I won the talent part, and then I had to go for the other part, and I was in the hospital. I think I told you that story. I had an appendicitis. It was like 18 years old, and I asked the doctor for a pass, and I went to this place, and I won the title of Miss South Shore Waterfall, but long story story short, I went back to the hospital. They're like, who's this chick that's going out to this pageant to finish it off? But all the judging was done. But I said at the end, I want to give God all the glory and honor. And there's a little girl that heard that I was in the hospital at that time. And she came in to see me. And she goes, I don't know about God, but I heard your story. And I have my mom and dad don't go to church. And I said, honey, why don't you go to church and pray that they'll be in church with you? And she did. And then I got letters later on that it happened. And so that's an amazing story. But you wrote something called One Last Chance, and that's for sale as well. But I want to kind of give you that insight of if your parents aren't going to church and you feel that drawing of going to church and you don't have time, make sure that you make time. I know my pastor's probably listening going, Dawn, I haven't seen you for a while, but we've been extra busy with family and relatives in town. And I will tell you, there's a church called beaminghope.org that's phenomenal, and it's right here in Largo if you're looking for a faith-based church. And go see Pastor Joe over there. But let's go to this book as well, Colleen, Israel, Blessings and Favor, My Experience. So you actually went to Israel.
I did. I had prayed to win the President's Award with the company that I work for, and God gave me the award, and they actually, part of the trip was they gave me $750 airfare, they gave me hotel, and 4 days extra vacation, and the company was sold, and basically I ended up going by myself. God went with me, and let me tell you, I've never traveled international, so to go by myself and just let all that experience happen was amazing.
Well, I have a lot of people watching from TikTok. I'm so proud of you. You joined TikTok after last week's show. You're doing really good. You're getting the hits up there, and you're giving God's word on TikTok. All right, what is your TikTok name up there?
And thank you for doing that, because I wasn't on there. I'm on there because of you, so I really appreciate that.
I'm going to do a video. I got to do a duet video with you when I get home and tell everybody to tag you and go to you as well to follow you. There's a duet that you can do with people. It's pretty cool. And I just love your daily affirmations of what God is doing in your life and the miracle stories. What are you on TikTok, your name?
So it's G.W. Powell. Colley.
So on TikTok, everybody that's watching, GWTOLLEY, go at him. I'm going to do a duet with him later. And I know this goes so fast, and I just thank you for calling in. We just had a little birthday special for my birthday for Thursday with some of my friends that are amazing singers. So we have another book too that I'm looking at called A Modern Day Job. Job. I'm looking without my glasses. Okay. So these are all for sale. And what I'm going to start doing is, GW, when I start to read more of your books, I'm going to start doing reviews and putting them on TikTok as well. So I'll be having one up today and then letting people know that they can buy the book through you also, with all my other authors that are listening too, that I'll be doing that as well.
Awesome. Thank you. And one thing with this storm coming, I want to read something real quick.
Yes.
This is Psalm 32:7. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. So we just want to pray that everyone is safe during this storm.
Yes, in Jesus' name. I know with people are worried about electric and things, you know, just make sure, like, if you have your water and your generators, that does help for sure. And I know it's scary when, you know, people are coming to Florida. Even my grandson has never really been through a hurricane, and he's 10. And he's like, he's so worried about it. And we're like, okay, you guys are living a nice brick home, so you're good, you know. But it's still scary to the kids and, you know, anything that they're hearing on the news with what's going on. But we just give it in God's hands and favor and over Florida and all of our protection with that storm coming in. And my engineer's giving me 2 minutes. It's so quick. Well, I'm Dawn Reese. Real quick, stay on the phone. If you are interested and you want to help sponsor my show, we've given you our commercials. You can run a commercial for an amazing price of only $25. That's my special. $25 on a commercial from down to $75. That's not bad. You got a business? Get in touch with me. If you'd like to donate to the show, it's very easy. On TikTok, you can go to my email is DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com. Dawn, D-A-W-N, ReeseShow@yahoo.com. Think of Dawn Dishwashing Liquid, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and help support the show to stay on the air, because we pay for our own airtime. And I want to thank everybody for being a part of Hollywood Connections with their amazing talents. And GW, we just wish you so much success out there with everything that you're doing in your writing. And give your website one more time.
It's productionbyfaith.com.
There you go. And get a good summer read and then see on TikTok. I'll be putting those books up there as soon as I'm done reading them. One is going up today. And I have 1 minute. G.W. Tully, thank you so much for calling in. And we'll get you on again soon.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. So, again, we have authors. We have celebrities. We have producers, agents, casting directors. And go to drhollywoodconnections.com. There are some amazing castings out there right now. drhollywoodconnections.com. If you'd like to be part of the talent, be put up there. We'll make sure that's happening. And get in touch with me. If you'd like to be one of my reporters, or you've got a daughter that would like to be a reporter, maybe have her own half-hour segment, you never know. You could be a part of Hollywood Connections. And I remember, everybody, please go to sunkisscharters.com. Inquire about the upcoming charters in Clearwater Beach. We're very excited to give you a memory and memorable time out on that Gulf of Mexico. And what else do I have to say? I think I said it all. And next week we'll have Madeline and Mommy show here for about 15 minutes. We're excited to have them. They got a big fashion show coming up and a kids event in November. And to all my friends, Christy Boyles out there that has been supporting the show. And one of my
guests. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.